Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know, when most people hear crypto, they often jump straight to the headlines, right? The wild price swings, the Dogecoin memes, maybe that NFT thing. It's often seen as pure speculation, you know, a high-stakes gamble. But what if there's something else going on? A quieter, maybe far more fundamental shift happening. One that's actually building, well, the bedrock for how money really moves online. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the world of stablecoins. Our source material calls them the unsung backbone of Web3 finance. And by Web3 finance, we're talking about, essentially, this new financial plumbing being built directly on blockchain tech.
Right. And our mission here really is to unpack why most major brands seem to be, well, the source says, sleepwalking through the stablecoin revolution. And more importantly, why paying attention to this space isn't just, you know, an option anymore. It's becoming pretty critical for business.
Okay. And to guide us through this, we're leaning heavily on insights from the Wake Up Call, Brands Are Missing the Stablecoin Moment, which is a piece by Avi AI. So, okay, we've all seen the crypto roller coaster, but stablecoins, they're pitched as sort of the antidote to that volatility. What makes them fundamentally different, especially for someone looking past speculation? And why should businesses, you know, really be paying attention?
Yeah, that's a really crucial distinction to make. Stablecoins, unlike, say, Bitcoin or Ether, are specifically designed to be pegged one-to-one to fiat currencies, usually the U.S. dollar. Think of them almost like a digital dollar, but one that inherits all the powerful features of running on a blockchain. Their main point, their utility, isn't about the price rocketing up. It's about their stability and the infrastructure they use.
Right.
And the scale of this utility, it's honestly immense. Get this. In 2024 alone, stablecoins processed over $11 trillion in on-chain volume. That's actual transaction value recorded transparently on blockchains.
$11 trillion.
Yeah. And to give you some perspective, that figure actually surpassed Visa's total transaction volume for the year.
It surpassed Visa. Okay, that really hammers home the point. This isn't some niche experiment anymore.
Not at all. It's a global financial layer that's already moving very serious amounts of money.
So, okay, beyond just the sheer volume and that stability factor, what are the core attributes that make them such a powerful tool, particularly for businesses?
Well, the fundamentals are what make them pretty revolutionary. They're basically instant. They're borderless. They're incredibly low cost. And maybe the most exciting part for brands, they're programmable.
Programmable, right. And here's where it gets really transformative, I think, especially if you're listening and thinking about practical business uses. For brands, for enterprises, the advantages seem really compelling, like, first off, global reach. Anyone with internet and a crypto wallet can transact. They don't even need a traditional bank account. Think about the untapped global markets that suddenly opens up.
Exactly. Huge potential there.
Then there's 24/7 settlement. Payments clear instantly.
Yeah.
Around the clock. No waiting for banking hours, no holidays. That speeds up cash flow, speeds up business cycles.
Which is massive for any business, really.
Totally. And of course, low fees. You can cut down payment processing costs dramatically by getting rid of a lot of the traditional middlemen who take a slice.
Yeah, those intermediary fees really add up.
But that programmability you mentioned, that sounds like where things get really interesting, embedding business logic right into the money itself. Like, could a fashion brand instantly pay tiny royalties to thousands of designers worldwide in real time?
Precisely. Oh. Or automating loyalty rewards that unlock based on specific actions customers take. Things that are just incredibly complex or even impossible with old school banking rails. So yeah, when you look at all those capabilities together, it becomes clear. Stablecoins aren't just a tech upgrade. Our source calls them a business model unlock. They fundamentally change what's possible, how businesses operate globally, how they interact with customers, even how they manage their own internal finances.
Okay, so it sounds like a genuinely undeniable opportunity, massive potential. Yet the source material, this wake-up call, points out a big problem. Most major brands are just missing it. What's really holding them back? Is it just they don't have the data, or are there other big hurdles?
Well, that's the core of the wake-up call, isn't it? The main issue seems to be a pretty significant lack of visibility, and flowing from that, a lack of coherent strategy. It's maybe not outright resistance, but more like a blind spot. Brands generally just don't have the tools or the data to see, okay, which specific stable coins are really gaining traction? USDC, USDT, something else. Which blockchains are becoming hubs for these stable assets? Is it Ethereum, Solana, based TON? And crucially, where are their own customers, or maybe their future customers, actually holding or spending these stable coins? Without that kind of on-chain intelligence, it's incredibly hard to build any kind of meaningful strategy, or frankly, even know where to start. It's like trying to navigate a whole new city blindfolded.
Right, navigating blindfolded. So if the core problem is this big data blind spot in a really complex, fast-moving ecosystem,
right,
how does a brand even begin to get a handle on it? Our source points to platforms like Aave.ai. How do tools like that actually help brands make sense of all this on-chain chaos?
Yeah, and what's interesting is that the infrastructure is maturing to tackle exactly this. Aave.ai, for example, they're presented as a leading on-chain trading aggregator, but also a data infrastructure provider. And they have significant credibility. I mean, trusted by over 10 million users globally. They're integrated with, I think, 130 plus public blockchains and over 300 decentralized exchanges or DEXs. So that gives them this incredibly wide real-time view of what's happening across the stablecoin landscape.
Okay, 10 million users, 130 chains. That's some serious reach. So if I'm, say, a brand manager or maybe a developer in a product team or even part of a crypto project, how does a platform like Aave.ai take all that raw data and turn it into something I can actually use? What kind of insights do they offer that stand out?
Well, they seem focused on turning that raw data into genuinely actionable intelligence rather than just overwhelming you. For instance, their real-time analytics. This lets you track the actual volume, the liquidity, the flow of the top stablecoins, you know, USDC, USDT, DAI, and others across the key chains. Ethereum, Solana, Base, BNB Chain, TON. So for a brand, this means you can see right now which stablecoins are really being used for transactions, not just sitting in wallets. Where's the actual economic activity?
Gotcha. And I guess they must also offer ways to track, you know, the smart money, where the big players are moving. That's usually a good sign.
Absolutely. That's a key feature. Their smart money tracking lets you identify where institutional wallets or wallets known to belong to sophisticated traders are holding or deploying stablecoins. This is super valuable for spotting real adoption trends, potential market opportunities, basically seeing where the experienced capital is flowing before it becomes common knowledge. It's like getting a peek at their strategies.
That feels like a massive advantage over traditional market research. And thinking about customers, understanding wallet activity across different blockchains sounds vital.
It really is. Their cross-chain wallet intelligence offers pretty deep insights into specific wallet behavior. Their dashboards can break down stablecoin holdings within wallets, look at portfolio health, track historical trades, even estimate profitability. So for market research or maybe analyzing competitors, you can start to see how different user groups are actually interacting with stablecoins across various chains. It helps you identify potential customer segments or areas where activity is really high. It gives you that granular view.
Okay, so it's not just the big picture, but drilling down into specific segments, specific trends. And this sounds like it helps you figure out what's genuinely hot in the ecosystem beyond just whatever's getting hyped in the media.
Exactly. They offer custom token and chain rankings. These are professional dashboards that highlight, as the source puts it, hot chains and tokens, but ranked based on real transaction data, not just speculation. This makes it much easier for you, as a brand or developer, to spot those rising stablecoin ecosystems and the user bases forming around them, helps you prioritize where to focus your efforts. And then finally, for companies that actually want to build things in this space, they offer API access for product teams. These are developer-friendly APIs, meaning your tech teams can pull stablecoin data directly into your own wallets, your apps, maybe your payment interfaces. It really speeds up building out Web3 payment features.
Right. So the tools are there. The infrastructure like Aave.ai exists to provide the visibility. And the opportunity seems really clear. So why now? What makes this particular moment so urgent? Why should brands stop, you know, sleepwalking, as the source says, and actually start engaging with stablecoins now?
That's a great question. And the urgency really comes from a few key factors converging right now. It feels like we're at an inflection point. Firstly, regulatory clarity is growing. We're finally seeing serious, active work on stablecoin regulations in major hubs like the US, Singapore, the EU. This regulatory de-risking is huge. It provides a much stronger foundation for enterprises to get involved, moving stablecoins out of the sort of Wild West perception and towards being recognized financial tools.
Okay, so less regulatory risk. That makes sense for big companies.
Definitely. Secondly, the whole PayFi narrative is hot. This idea of combining stablecoins with traditional finance PayFi, it's a really dominant theme for 2024 and likely into 2025. It's not as crypto nerds talking to crypto nerds anymore. It's about using blockchain for real-world payments for better financial services. That's where the innovation, the investment, the big strategic partnerships are starting to flow.
So the momentum is really building in that specific area.
It is. And finally, as we've just been discussing, the infrastructure is mature. Platforms like Av.ai are out there. They're robust. They offer reliable tools to monitor this space, to build in it, to deploy solutions. It genuinely means, as the source notes, there's no need to start from scratch if you want to integrate stablecoins. The tools are available, they're ready to use, and that steep learning curve from a few years ago, it's much flatter now.
Okay, so the timing seems critical. Regulation is clearing up, the financial world is focusing on this PayFi concept, and the tools are actually ready to use. So wrapping this up, the core message here seems crystal clear. Stablecoins aren't just hype, they're not just for speculators. They are here, they're growing incredibly fast, and they are actively solving real-world payment and business problems today. And while maybe many brands are still distracted by, I don't know, the next fleeting headline, our source suggests the smart ones are building payments infrastructure quietly and strategically using these tools.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And if you connect this to the really big picture, it strongly suggests that the future of finance, or at least a significant part of it, is moving on chain. The actual money of the internet is being designed for stability and utility. And the time for brands, for businesses, for you listening to really understand and engage with this fundamental shift, while it isn't sometime down the road, the time to act is now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.